So,
why are we
Dominic Byrne, will you put this blindfold on, please?
Okay.
Because we have a surprise for you.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Off you go. Actually, no, take it off. Give it to Kerry.
Oh. What?
What a great double bluff.
Ah. But what will it be?
Actually, no, Kerry, take it off. Give it to Dave.
Oh, okay. Dave.
Thank you very much.
Blindfold on, please, Dave. Tight as you like.
Is it really for me?
Yes, it is really for you, because we're going to play a game of Guess Who. And you have to guess...
Is it Lenny Henry?
It's Pico Rasco Train. Who's the last one?
Right, Dave, can you see me?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm flicking the V's at you.
Okay, I can't see that. No.
Definitely can't see.
Can't see anything, promise. Ah! Don't poke me.
I won't. Do you know where I am?
I don't like this. I find it a bit scared. Ah!
I love this. We don't actually have a guest or anything. I just want to blindfold him, then I can touch him. So.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in our special guest.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Yep. Don't touch me, please.
Our guest is coming into the studio. Oh, she smells lovely. And we're going to play a game of Guess Who, Dave. You know the rules. Yes or no. Questions for yes or no answers, please.
Okay, I understand.
Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Is the mystery guest in situation now?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a man?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the man from the world of television?
Yes.
Is the man involved with comic relief?
No.
Oh. Ooh, okay. Television.
I've spoken, mystery guest. Mm.
Would this person be, let's say, a host of a television show currently running?
No.
Okay. If not the host, then maybe they would be somebody who appears like maybe part of a panel.
Yes.
Is it Duncan Bannatyne?
Yes.
Yes! Good morning.
Morning, Duncan.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very excited.
It's Duncan Bannatyne.
Yes, it is.
It is, yeah.
Blimey.
Even I'm excited.
So, Duncan, is it now? We had a major kerfuffle yesterday.
Yeah.
Where Dominic here secured Hello. The services of Duncan Bannatyne to come in as a surprise. Now, unbeknownst to us, while we're doing that, Dave had almost organised for Peter Jones to come in.
Yeah.
So we thought, now, how is that surprise going to work? So we bumped Peter Jones off.
Mm. Now, this.
For Mr. Bannatyne. What?
He couldn't do it anyway.
No, but he was on GMTV with Reggae Sauce.
Levi Roots.
Yeah.
His real name's Keith, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Who invested in that?
It was Peter, and I think it must have been Theo.
Right.
I think maybe it's Peter and Richard. I don't know. It was Peter and someone.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
Right. Yeah. Is that a regret or not?
No.
Okay. Really?
Are you joking?
How much was it? How much did they give him? Do you know?
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember.
There's a bottle of it upstairs, actually.
Reggae sauce.
Yeah. Looks nice.
I bathe in it. It's very nice. Mm. So, Duncan, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. And for that reason, I'm out. That's my impression of you. Yeah. Now, am I right in saying, right, and if I ask you anything too personal, feel free to be embarrassed, yet you do have to answer. am I right in saying that all the dragons on the show, you don't get paid much for doing it?
Well, it depends what you call much, but we don't get paid a terrible much.
Right.
A terrible much.
Yeah. But it's all your money.
The more I'm getting paid today.
Hey?
It's more than I'm getting paid today.
Yeah, today is free. Today's free. We tie in everything into comic relief. Somehow we'll work this around to be comic relief thing. Plus we've got no money anyway.
Yeah.
So, so you don't get paid a lot of money to do the show?
No.
So let me just double check, because I've worked at the BBC for a long time. So they don't pay you a lot. They expect you to bring your own money.
Yep.
Right, they probably get you there, I would say, 3.5 to 4 hours before you actually record anything.
At least.
Yeah. They don't have any cups, so you have to drink your tea out of polystyrene plastic
cups.
That's
it. Yep.
That's the bit, that sounds like the BBC.
That's exactly it.
And occasionally they send, now do they send you a car or do you use your own driver?
They send a car, but sometimes it doesn't have any shock absorbers.
That sounds like the BBC.
You know, when you're on there, do you, like the Five Dragons, do you sit down and sort of work through which possible pitches you're going to sort of adjudicate, essentially, or is that all done by the production team and kind of sprung upon you?
Well, we don't know.
You have no idea before they walk in?
Not a thing. They walk in front of us, and that's it. Starts from there. That's the music from Dragon's Den.
I know. Yes,
it is. It's quite... Do you want to see my impression of the host?
Yes, please.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go, here we go. So, shall I do this or not?
I would have thought it was fully in poor taste.
Really?
No?
Well, for that reason, give it a go.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to Dragon's Den. What do you think?
Yeah, very good.
Thank you very much. See, Duncan likes it, so I'm all right, and now I don't feel bad. I didn't see it last night. My sky broke down.
It was a good one last night.
Yeah.
There was a Des Liner man who had the... It was like a plug and a torch combo, wasn't it? And it was like a safety light.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand it, but he wanted to market it into Europe, but Mr. Farley said that he should concentrate on the home market first.
Now, do you know the nice thing about it? Is I would say the majority of people watching Dragon's Den, right, don't actually fully understand it. Now, I love the show.
I don't understand it.
Well, no, you do. But I get confused with words like, I'm offering a 20% stake in the business. I understand that you'll own 20% of the business. Mm-hmm. But then there's net profit, and then there's turnover. Mm. And to be quite honest, I kind of get a little bit lost.
Yeah.
But I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I don't really often know what everyone's talking about.
You don't need to know.
No, well, yeah. I don't think you do.
Yeah, I just pretend to know.
Am I right in thinking that if I was to say, right, will you invest £100,000 in my business for, say, a 10% stake, does that mean that my business is valued at £1 million?
Yeah, after the 100,000 goes in, so your 90% would be worth 900,000.
Right, okay. I thought so. I'm just kind of getting up to speed.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
It's when they start doing percentage like 6% and 8% when it all goes difficult.
Yeah. Duncan, would you buy me a car?
What do you mean, would I buy you a car?
Well, how about this, right? I am after £100,000 of your money for a 50% share in a Ferrari. And for 6 months of the year, you can drive it. And for the other 6 months of the year, I can drive it.
Why don't you just buy one? I'll just drive it myself all the time.
Well, because then, right, when you're away, who's going to look after it? Here's the answer.
Me. I'll buy one. You wash it and polish it. I'll drive it.
I'll do that.
Okay.
How often do you want it washed and polished?
Every day.
No. Surely there must be some negotiating here. I mean, I could wash it maybe once a week.
Twice a week.
Okay,
deal done.
I think with your experience, I think that's a good deal. I'm going to take it. See, it's just like the show. So now the reason we've got you in, and thank you very much for coming in, is Dave has an idea, which Dave believes he's invented something.
Oh,
I know you heard about the show yesterday.
Yeah.
So Dave was in the bath yesterday morning and has come up with what he believes to be a very unique invention.
I do a lot of thinking in the bath. But what I haven't done as yet, Duncan, is I've not said anything about the idea because I don't want to launch it upon the world until I'm obviously talking to somebody with the, you know, necessary marketing expertise, such as yourself, that can make this a success.
There you go. That's from the patent office.
Oh, wow, is that a proper one?
Yeah, so you can fill that in as we speak.
So if I patent that now, then I'm watertight, so to speak.
Kind of.
Okay. So if I fill that in now...
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, yeah, but I've got a proper sort of pitch. Well, albeit in my head. I was sort of practicing it for Peter Jones last night in my lounge. But
the thing is, Duncan said to me earlier, he said, Peter Jones is too soft as a businessman. You need a proper businessman like what I is. That's what Duncan said.
Well, shall I pitch it to Duncan after the news, maybe? Or
yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Fill in the patent form, put it in the post, and then pitch the idea to me.
Okay. I mean, obviously, we can't wait until it gets fully patented before I tell you, because that'll be awful radio.
Pending for a while.
Okay, well, I'd be happy with pending.
And you have to pay.
How much?
I don't know.
It's fairly little, is it? £100?
Yeah, we can put that on show expenses.
Oh, you're so rich. £100 to you is nothing, is it? Look at this. Oh, it's nothing.
I'll go 30% on that £100 for a 2% turnover of profits.
There you go, there's Richard. Thank you, Richard. Thanks.
Dominic prefers to work in percentages because it tends to show trends.
Absolutely. What trend did he show, eh?
I don't know.
Is it true that Theo fajitas...
It's not fajita.
It is.
It's not.
Doesn't it? He helps
fajitas.
He helps out Licenza, didn't he? The underwear place. Is it true that he wears tights under his trousers in every episode? And ladies' underwear.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
And is it also true that Mr. Farley, the Australian man, has made a lot of his money from investing in hedgerows?
That's absolutely true. Yes, that's
true. This is what I heard last night. And I'm confused.
Yeah. And Peter Jones is 9'3".
And a half.
Wow. He's a big boy.
He's a proper big man, isn't he?
And who's the man that sits next to Peter Jones?
That's Deborah. Deborah's lovely.
That's right.
Don't you start on Deborah. Deborah's beautiful. She's a good girl.
If you want to see the dragons relaxing, if you go on YouTube, there's a behind-the-scenes video diary, which Evan's done, which is actually very interesting.
And it's nominated for a BAFTA, I believe.
Yeah, do you know that?
Yes. It's a show.
Yeah. Sure is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which next is week, isn't it?
Yeah.
You won't win it, but you should. No, I think so, but it does some good does some stiff competition. Oh, here we go. Life on Mars, have you seen that?
Yep, great. Great
Celebrity Big Brother 6 with George Galloway making a fool of himself.
Being a pussycat.
Yeah, which is very disturbing. I can't even think about it. Dragon's Den's in there, but you know, I vote for Dragon's Den.
Thank you.
Yeah. And when John Sims comes on next week,
we'll vote for Life on Mars.
I'll vote for Life on Mars.
Well, it normally works for guests.
So can we afford to keep you here for another half hour?
It depends what the investment is. They get the investment.
Well, Dave is very excited about this idea.
I need to pitch it to you, really.
Okay.
You know, and then
I tell you what, I will buy your time.
Yeah. I mean, what time is it? It's
half past eight.
You know, I haven't even had a cup of tea yet, Chris.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, we'll invest in a cup of tea or coffee of your choosing. In return,
if you give us 50%, 50p.
50p.
Then we will give you a 50% share in a polystyrene cup of tea.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on. I'm that desperate.
Brilliant. I love that. I could do Dragon's Den.
You just talk percentages and numbers and stuff, even if you're not fully understanding what they mean.
I'd be perfect person to go on the show because I don't understand about money, net profit, turnover. Mm-hmm.
You'd probably get the investment then.
Yeah, and I can do that gormless look when you ask me a question and I don't fully know the answer, so I kind of make something up.
Yep.
What was your profit for the first year?
£100,000.
Oh, yeah. And for the second year?
£190,000.
Right. And the third year?
£200,000.
So what do you think the profit will be next year?
A bit more than that. £205,000.
I like it when they go, we made £5,000 in the first year, we made £6,000 in the second year, and next year we predict that we will have a turnover of £8.5 million, and by the year 2010, we will buy Microsoft.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you write it all down as well. I like that. With a little notepad.
Richard Farley always goes, buys Microsoft. Right. Yes. All right. Hi. I'm Richard Farley.
I live in Monaco.
He looks at his notes and goes, you're a bit of an arse. and you don't know what you're talking about.
And then the voiceover man goes, it's all going very well, but Richard Farley thinks that he may have discovered a flaw in his business model.
That the other dragons haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Richard Farley goes, Are you wearing lipstick?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. I can't invest in you if you wear lipstick.
I'll tell you where I am. I'm out.
Yeah.
Duncan says, Duncan says.
Are you impressed with his impression of you, Duncan?
I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I wish you the best of luck, but it's not an investment, so I'm not going to invest. I just want you to know I'm out.
There you go.
Bye.
Exactly. Right, Duncan, hang around. We'll get you some tea, I promise. Okay. And then Dave, after the news, will pitch his idea to you.
I might have to freestyle this a little bit, because I'm not fully prepared.
Sure.
But bear with me.
Okay.
Duncan is here. We'll talk more in a bit. One week up with Moyle. Have I got to sit here waiting for you?
Sorry,
I've got things to do. I've got a business to run.
You what?
I've got a business to run.
I didn't get a word of that.
I have a business to run.
You have a business?
To run.
To run.
I'm waiting for Dave to tell me this stupid idea. So I can tell him, Dave, it's not very exciting. I won't be investing. So for that reason, I'm a... What do you think, Duncan?
Yes, very good.
But you don't know that it's not exciting yet, because this could be a real gem.
Can we hear the Alex Ferguson clip again, by the way? This is quite scary.
Yeah, hoping that he would score in his last game here, because he's been an absolute pleasure to be with and work with.
I tell you what, Chris, believe it or not, I was in my hotel room this morning, and the television was on. And I thought I had myself. I thought, God, I'm on telly. I turned around and it was Alex Ferguson.
Douglas lying in bed thinking, I seem to be very excited about the Manchester United result last night. Are you a football fan, Duncan?
I didn't know what he was talking about. I couldn't understand them.
Yeah. It's the accent, isn't
it? It's just a mess, isn't it?
He mumbles a lot. Are you a football fan?
No, not really.
Not really. No, right.
Life's too short.
Hmm. Well, tell me about it, especially in my situation. So, we're going to play a couple of records and then you're going to pitch your idea.
Okay.
Do you want a funny looking chair to sit in so you feel as though you're on the show?
Absolutely, yeah.
And by the way, all those chairs, somebody texted in the other day saying, why are all the chairs on Dragon's Den different to each other? It looks like they just got them cheap from a house clearance place.
Or one of those sort of like cheap office sales.
Yeah, and I would also think that the competition between the Dragons would be quite fierce to who gets to high chair, who gets to small chair.
Well, don't you know, we have to bring our own chairs. It's BBC.
It wouldn't surprise me, Duncan.
That's why they're all different.
Hi, are you all right bringing your own chair? That's great, thanks. We'll send you people carrier. All right, bye-bye.
We should all sit in a line.
Just see Duncan like that, dragging his chair like that. Morning, Theo. I think it's disgraceful. I've got to bring my own chair in. And my tights are leathered.
You could play Theo Fifita.
And you could be Farley.
Yeah, I'll be
you
Richard
could be Fife. Deborah Meadham.
No, I want to be Deborah.
Okay.
Okay.
We can sort this out anyway.
You can all sit in a line because there's five of you, aren't there?
Yeah, okay.
And I can stand here.
Okay.
Looking uncomfortable.
And Duncan can play Duncan.
Yeah.
Are we pretending we're in Dragon's Den?
Yeah. It's like role play or dress up.
I told Duncan on the phone yesterday that Chris is slightly obsessed with this programme.
This is more like the Lizard's Lair, I think.
I think it's fantastic what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Duncan. It's very nice.
Yeah, hoping that he would score in his last game here.
Thank you very much, Duncan. It's very nice.
Duncan's Den.
So, we'll be pitching to Duncan, and or Dave will, and to the rest of us Dragons. In a few seconds.
Okay,
very excited. You excited, Duncan?
I'm very excited.
Just think of all them high-powered business deals that you'll be doing recently. It won't mean anything compared to the fun that you'll have on this show for free.
I've never been so excited since my porridge arrived this morning.
Yeah. How rude. Right, it's 8:42. We'll do it next.
I'll go 30% on that porridge, will you, Duncan?
Yeah. I don't like porridge, so I'm out. I make my money. Pink and Leave Me Alone, it's 8:48. Dominic Byrne is a newsreader. He has no hair and made his money by saving it from not buying shampoo.
Hello.
Carrie is a sport girl. She likes Chelsea. Enough said.
Hello.
Rachel made her money by robbing and stealing.
Hi.
Duncan Bannatyne made his money by kidnapping Peter Jones and stealing $168 million out of his account. I make my money through bribery. Anyway, welcome to Dragon's Den, and it's time to bring in the next victim. He is 32-year-old David Vitti, who was born in Hong Kong.
Where's he gone?
Here he is, here he is. Well, you're about to hear, by the way, is absolutely 100% genuine.
He's very excited.
Good morning, Dragons. Morning. Duncan, morning. Chris, Dominic, Carrie, Rachel.
Yeah.
It's very nerve-wracking. I'd just like to introduce myself formally. My name is Dave, and today I'm looking for a investment of £100,000 for a 10% share in my business. You're probably thinking you need some more information. I have it. Let's go. Okay. Duncan, this is primarily for you. Now, you understand that years ago, the bath was invented by the Romans, and they installed it in most homes in the UK, and in fact, around the world. A lot of us have a bath every morning to start our day. I know that I do. And one of the major problems that can come from having a bath is if the level of the water overflows, and this can cause damage to flooring, especially if you know flats and stuff, which can run into millions and millions of pounds. Which is why when I was in the bath the other day, I came upon an idea, and it came to me in a splash, and this is why I've invented the full-time bath buddy. Okay, so I don't have a prototype at the moment, but I have an artist's impression of what this would look like. There you can see a bath okay, with the water level, and you can see the bath buddy. Now, basically, the bath buddy is a small, sort of round-shaped thing which attaches to the bath by... Hang on, what's it called here? Dual metallic magnetic adhesion.
Duncan's face.
Which will attach it to there, and basically what will happen is that when the water reaches the bath buddy, you will hear this noise. And that will signify full time, right? Meaning the water has reached the right thing, and that's when it's time to have your bath. Now, okay, you need some more information, I can see. I am going to manufacture these in Southeast Asia. They'll be made by children. And I'm hoping that the unit cost will be 50 pence. And then the RRP, which is the recommended retail price, is going to be £9.99. So obviously, you can see that potentially this is a very, very investable business. And we hope to go on to Europe and beyond. And here I have, right, this is a projected graph of what things will look like. You can see there I've got profit on that axis and time on that one. And there it signifies Duncan starts working with Dave. And it all goes to the future. Thank you very much for your time. I wait.
Dave has made an impressive pitch to the dragons about his bath buddy. But already some of the dragons are starting to see a water bath pun based joke inserted at this point to equal that it's actually very rubbish.
A leak in it or something.
Yeah. There is a leak in his pitch. Duncan Bannatyne is wondering why the hell he agreed to come on the show in the first place when he could have stayed in his hotel bed watching TV.
What I need to know, Dave, is how many baths are there in Great Britain? What percentage of them overflow? And what's the total value of the damage done by the overflowing baths?
I would say probably percentage-wise, you're looking at about 93% of households in the UK have a bath. And I would say of them, probably 30% overflow regularly, which will probably give you a damage or projected damage forecast of somewhere in the region of £4 billion a year.
When did probably become an accurate statistic?
It's very difficult to assess proper terms at this stage, Duncan, which is why, you know, we have to pitch and go with our instinct. I would say, Duncan, that if you invest in me, you won't find yourself in hot water. And your investment won't go down the plug hole. I foresee that we will both be bathing in success, and we can lie back and soak up the profit.
Well, it's supposed to be the dragons that make the puns. So for that reason, I don't think I can invest in you. You're just full of puns. I'm out.
Oh!
What about if I was to give it a different name?
can I just interrupt? Hi Dave. I'm Chris.
Hi.
Does a product like this exist anywhere else in the world?
Not as far as I know. Right. I don't know of any other product called Full Time Bath Buddy, which is based on a magnet in the water with a whistle system.
Can I just ask? I have a bath in my own home, and just underneath the taps, there is a silver circular thing.
You're talking about the overflow, aren't you?
Which is called an overflow. The purpose of this is to make sure that the bath never actually overflows.
But let me put this to you. If you had the overflow, and then over time, the corrosion effect of the water made the water flow overflow blocked, then you would need the bath buddy to signal when the bath was ready.
Right. I also think that... I may be wrong, but I think Duncan might have already dismissed one of these ideas in Series 1 of Dragon's Den.
And in Series 3, I think.
Oh, really? What, the same product?
Very, very similar. Didn't have a whistle.
There you go.
See? Well, it switched the tap off. Yeah, it needed a whistle.
The whistle is my UPS.
Yeah, it's a whistle. It says, come and switch the tap off. But the one that we saw before, switched the tap off.
Right.
UPS.
Isn't that better?
Well, you say better, but in terms of you know, sort of profit margins, I believe that I can get these manufactured cheaper in Southeast Asia than...
Dominic is struggling, with two of the dragons already calling his idea a load of rollocks. Dominic Byrne wants to ridicule him even more because it's really funny.
Dave, I think you're, don't say it the wrong way, I think you're backward in your thinking on this. Most people shower in the UK and bathing... Or bathing. If you want to give it its proper name, is a bit old hat. What would you say to that?
Well, it's a question of choice, Dominic, and I know that I personally like a bath in the morning to start my day. So for that reason, I'm still in.
Well, but you're the one selling to us. Of course, you're in. You're going to be in to the end. Let me tell you where I am.
Okay,
I'm out.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks for your time. Anyway,
so it's only really now between Carrie and Rachel Needham, who's a prolific investor in
hedgerows.
Carrie, do you want to add anything?
All I can say is, Dave, I don't think I've ever heard anything so ridiculous in my life. If you went downstairs, how on earth are you going to hear a whistle over the sound of a running tap? Mm. It's rubbish. I'm out.
Thanks for your time, anyway.
Ooh. Hi, Dave. Nice to meet you. I'll give you a million of my pounds. It's great. I love the whistle.
Ah, but you've got to go in with another dragon. You can't.
Otherwise,
go in with your own.
Yeah, if you don't get the whole
I
deal,
only saw it for the first time last night. I'm making the rules up.
All right. So, Dave, it doesn't look good. It looks like you're out. And we're not interested.
Okay. Well, thanks so much anyway.
And Duncan has just called you an arse, but they edited it out because it's technically swearing.
I'll go now. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Dave has gone. And then this is where we talk about him behind his back.
Yeah.
And go, I think it's a great idea. I'm going to go off and do it now and beat him to it.
I think this one will sink without trace.
I thought Richard would have invested in him because he's the most prolific investor in Great Britain. Richard, why didn't you invest in him?
I'll have 92% of that. I'll go halves with you, Duncan. I have 92, you have 47.
And a half.
And a half.
Yeah. Dave was actually genuinely gone and hasn't come back. Evan wanted to interview him there.
Yeah.
But where is he?
Hello, he's gone.
Dave, where are you? Evan's waiting to interview you downstairs.
He's cancelling that order from Southeast Asia.
In that white brick wall with a big clock.
I'm here.
Right.
What if Evan sent him downstairs?
Right, there we go.
Is he ever allowed in the Dragon's Den, Evan?
No, he's not. Never. They hate him.
Do they?
Yeah, the Dragons hate him.
Duncan kicks him sometimes, he was saying earlier.
Apparently what they do is they call him over, they go, Evan, come here, and then they slap him across his head.
Yeah, and send him on his way.
Dave, it all went completely wrong. Mm. Don't you feel like a bit of a tit?
Well, I think that in retrospect, I should have watched more of the earlier series of Dragon's Den to realise that there were similar or indeed maybe identical products that were all being dismissed by the panel. So I'm going to go back and work on something different.
Patronising laugh. Best of luck to you.
Edit point.
There you go.
Oh, it was good.
Brilliant. What do you think, Duncan?
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah! See, we can make the show. I'm very pleased. Well, so yeah, so Dave, it's not a great idea.
Yeah, well, this one looks to have gone down the plug hole, doesn't it? But
no, you're still doing the puns. That's good.
No. I wrote out all of the bath-based puns I could do last night.
I have an idea.
I thought Peter Jones was on the show.
I have an idea for you. If you want investment from Peter Jones, all you do is mention kids and safety. And
I know, he loves all that.
Money in.
Yeah. Talking of which, does Peter Jones have to have his bath specially made? Because he's like 7 foot tall, isn't he?
A bit taller than that.
Yeah, he wouldn't fit in.
7 foot 12. Yeah. But I'm sure he'd have found another pun. I'm sure there's a pun in there that nobody else saw.
He loves his puns.
Yeah.
Duncan, how about this, right? Dominic and I, my good friend here, would like to travel around the world first class.
Yeah,
hello.
Okay. If you give us the money to do that,
yep,
we'll take loads of photos and you can have them.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Cool.
Yeah. Let me discuss it with Richard.
Okay.
Richard said no.
All right. Would you buy me a house? Because that's an investment, and I could live in it for you.
Yeah, and then when we sell it, we'll split the money.
Well, I'll just take a small, fee for looking after it, that's all.
Yeah, you've got some fantastic ideas.
Well, no, I know, but I've been up to Hampstead in North London, and there's a road called Bishop's Avenue, and there's a load of empty houses there, and I'm sure you could buy one. I'd say the average is about 5-6 million, and I could live there, right, with all my mates, so we could have parties and stuff, and then when you're ready to sell it, we just give you the keys back and tidy it up.
The thing is, why are all the houses empty?
I don't know. I think because they're owned by rich people who live abroad.
For tax reasons. They have to spend that much the year out of town.
Right, okay. Well, I don't have a posh house.
I bet you do. I bet you've got a downstairs toilet and everything.
I've got a downstairs toilet.
How many toilets do you have in your house?
Two. How many do you need?
Well, I don't know. It depends how much you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, five.
Have you got five toilets in your house?
Yeah.
Whoa! He's so rich, Dominic! He's so rich! Have you got a garage?
Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah.
But it's like every garage in the country, it's full of rubbish. You can't get a car in it.
How many cars do you own?
I only own two.
What have you got?
I've got a Mercedes 500 SL.
Yeah.
Wow. And I've got a Chrysler Voyager because I've got so many kids.
How many kids have you got?
Six.
Whoa! Six kids! And you've still got money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Unadjust.
Wow.
Not for long. Wait till they all grow up.
Yeah. Well, one's 23.
How many baths have you got?
Dave, leave it. It's finished. It's gone. You ain't doing
one.
It.
Okay, and how often would you say it's overflowed?
Yes, but
never.
Duncan is a multimillionaire. He pays a man to stand there and fill the bath for him.
Yeah, and then blow a whistle.
That's his bath, buddy.
I don't mean you have a bath with him, obviously. He just runs it for you.
Weird area.
So we do Genius Link?
No, Duncan is estimated to be worth £168 million, which, do you know, is roughly £168 million more worth than Dominic is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, almost to the penny.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
Yes,
you could, do you know, you could give us all £1 million each, right?
Yep.
And you'd still have £160 million left.
That's loads.
Wait
a minute, there's only five of you.
Well, yeah, I need more because I'm more famous. But and you still have £160 million.
Yeah.
What a brilliant thing to... You get a load of press out of it.
That would be... Seriously,
I'll
the press...
I'll have a think about it.
You give £1 million away on the air right now.
Yeah.
Amazing press.
Yeah.
Do you think that's like good press, though?
No, very good press.
No, I don't think so.
Good press for you.
Yeah.
Shows you're generous.
Oh, but how about this? How about this, right? £20 note, okay? Would you buy that off me for £1,000?
We'll all sign it and everything. It'd be worth loads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Richard Farley would.
No, he wouldn't.
All right, okay, fair enough. What are you doing for the rest of the day, Duncan? What are your plans?
I'm filming something this afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Can you not say what it is?
No.
You told me what it was off the air.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did. It's the thing with the man with the voice and the woman in it.
It's not.
That's what you said.
A man with a voice.
The man with that? The man with the squeaky voice.
No. Oh, no, that's something else. No, I filmed that last week.
Oh, that's so that's done.
You're talking about Break with the Boss. No. Beat the Boss.
Beat the Boss.
Which is on this Friday at 5 o'clock.
There you go.
Program, with Joe Pasquale and Chantel. For Comic Relief.
And Duncan Bannatyne.
Fantastic.
For Comic Relief.
What are you filming today?
I'm not telling you.
Is it a secret?
BBC or ITV?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Is it a new thing?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Is it a pilot for a new show?
Completely new show.
Is it true that you
it's
are
not
the
a
new...
a pilot, it's a new show.
Is it true that you're the new host of Strike It Lucky, replacing Michael Barrymore?
Tell me the bottom.
I doubt it.
What is a hot spot? Not... I don't know either.
Not a good spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go,
there you
see?
Are. I've won.
You're halfway
you
there.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the addition.
I think we should get you your own game show. That would be brilliant. How's everybody feeling? Hey! Shut up, I'm in a bad mood. Right. Here are the contestants or something. You live in a council estate and you've got bad roots. Right, let's play the game. It'll be great.
Pitch it to Bravo.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's been lovely to meet you. I love the show. I love Dragon's Den. Now, obviously, you've filmed all this series.
Yes, finished, yep.
Wait, are you doing another series?
I don't know. You know what?
Don't leave.
Here, like, they're just waiting and they're...
I don't
think they'll invite me back. They'll have me leaving.
Don't leave.
It's not my choice.
But you're greedy. You went off and did the ITV show.
Yeah.
Which isn't as good.
But there's a lot more money.
Well, I bet it is.
Yeah.
But that's begging. That you're giving money away on that. That's too charity-based. That's just like, you know, hi, I've only got one arm and I'm a driving instructor, so I need £100,000 for a special one-arm car. And that, whereas on Dragon's Den...
It's a good example.
Yeah, it's proper business and you can, you know, you get your money out of it. Yeah. Plus, I love Dragon. Don't leave Dragon's Den.
I can't win, can I? Because if I say to you, you know, Dragon's Den's better, then ITV will be pissed off with me.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, but... ITV, beggars can't be choosers at the moment. They'll take anything they can get. Pretty much that's the only show which is still on because it doesn't have a phone vote involved.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's not going to there. But no, do it again. Please, do more Dragon's Den. I love it.
They'll have to ask me. They haven't asked me.
Okay.
I don't know if it's been commissioned.
I'll make sure they do.
Mm.
So tell us about this TV, this secret TV show you did. I want to know what it is.
No.
Is it a game show?
It's a game show. Yeah.
Is it called Duncan Bannatyne will fix it for
no,
you?
No. I'm only in one episode. It's not my show or anything.
Oh. Are you acting?
No. I'm just in the panel for 1 week.
Bannatyne Hammer Time.
Stop! Bannatyne.
Yeah. Invest this. So when you do that, wear baggy trousers and say invest.
Is this show for ITV?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, well, I don't know
he's
what
not
it
gonna
is.
Tell you.
He will. He'll break down. Look at him.
No, he won't.
Look at his face. He's smiling. He's really enjoyed himself.
Tickle him, Carrie.
Not telling you.
Yeah. Tickle him. Go on. He's very ticklish.
Tickle him. I like it.
Carrie, just rub up against him.
Do that
just
thing you do.
Just stand next to him, and then when he touches you, right, sue him for millions. You can settle out of court for like £1 million.
Good luck with the BAFTAs as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, best of luck with that. And Dragon's Den isn't on this week. Next week, rather. It's taking a break. It's back in 2 weeks' time.
Very good.
However, if you missed the show, you can watch, they're still showing them all on UK Gold.
Mm.
That's right. Series one.
Yeah.
I was at a do the other day, and somebody said, I was watching Dragon's Den for the first time. And I said, oh, yeah. And they said, why did you, how's it going with Umbrella Guy? I said, wait a minute, that was 4 years ago. She thinks she's watching the original, the Dragon's Den.
What's the most, I could talk to you all day about this, but I won't because I'm going to wrap it up because everyone will be getting bored, but I could talk to you all day. But,
never mind the audience, doesn't matter what they think.
Well, exactly. That's what I normally think. But out of all the investments you've made on the show, is there one that is just flying?
Yeah. And,
which one? What's the best one?
No, Igloo.
Igloo?
Igloo, yeah.
That's right. Do you know what that was, Dave?
No.
It's portable igloos.
For Eskimos.
Yeah, and you can... They're igloos on wheels. And yeah. So Eskimos can move house with ease. Rather than having to build their own igloo, it's igloos on wheels.
Well, it makes sense, because how do you move home if you're an Eskimo?
No, that's not it. That's a joke. What is it, igloo?
It's igloo. It's they deliver frozen food.
Right.
So they've got vehicles that are frozen.
To Eskimos.
Yeah, to... And it's just opening a new depot in Leeds. We'll get 4 vans in Leeds. It's just flying. It's fantastic.
There's loads
in
of
Leeds.
In Leeds.
Yeah. Good luck where they park them vans.
Yeah.
And what's the worst investment? Or would you rather not say?
I haven't made a bad investment.
Really?
I've got out of all. You know, the one in the original show I made, I sold. I only know of one investment where two dragons have lost money.
Wow. Well, I tell you, Dave, we could make that another one if
exactly.
you go on the show.
Make yeah. a hat trick.
Absolutely.
Dave could bankrupt you all in 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Duncan Man of Time. Thank you very much, Duncan.
Thank you.
Okay.
Top man, and today he's going off to record Duncan Secret Dares, show. His brand new show on the Children's BBC.
Hider in the House with JK and Joel, maybe.
No, he wouldn't do that. Not that desperate. Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you.
Sorry, my pitch wasn't better.
Yeah. Right, Dave's to this thing.